USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A suspect in the Illinois July 4th parade shooting is being charged. Robert Cremo III is being charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. Robert Cremo III is being charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder.
These are just the first of many charges that will be filed against Mr. Cremo. I want to emphasize that. There will be more charges. We anticipate dozens of more charges centering around each of the victims.
That was Lake County State Attorney Eric Reinhart. Cremo is accused of shooting and killing 7 while wounding dozens more with a high-powered rifle from a rooftop during the parade in Highland Park on Monday. The Biden administration is suing Arizona over an election law that requires proof of citizenship. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Gas and oil executives are roasting President Biden after he blamed them for rising prices at the pump. Biden recently laid the blame for high gas prices firmly at the feet of U.S. energy producers. Biden tweeting, "Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you're paying for the product." The U.S. Oil and Gas Association responding by saying, "Make sure the White House intern who posted this tweet registers for Econ 101. A record low 38% of Americans say they are extremely proud to be American, with another 27% saying they are very proud. Together, 65% of adults express pride in the country. Also, according to Gallup, another 22% say they are moderately proud, with 9% only a little and 4% not at all. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 129 points to fall to 3,967. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The House and Senate are not in session on Tuesday, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is taking some time meeting with constituents. He was asked, "The House and Senate are not in session on Tuesday, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is speaking to some supporters in Paducah, Kentucky. He's touting his decision not to hold a confirmation hearing for then-President Obama's nominee for the Supreme Court, Merrick Garland, in 2016.
That led to the opening to put Justice Gorsuch on the court. Then Justice Kennedy retired, which led to the Kavanaugh appointment, which Justice Ginsburg died, which led to the Barrett appointment. All of these were dramatic in one way or another, but they did transform the Supreme Court.
A police officer in Atlanta, Georgia, attempts to escort a couple to the hospital to give birth. However, the baby arrives faster than expected. Appearing on Fox News, Atlanta Police Lieutenant Renato Anya says he was driving ahead of the couple when the father suddenly pulled into a gas station.
"We saw that and turned back around and delivered the baby."
He says he never delivered a baby before, but at the academy, they always told students to expect the unexpected. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News, wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.